This is your KLEM News for Saturday. Earlier this week, the Lamar City Council addressed the issue involving the Plymouth Energy ethanol production facility at Merrill. The ethanol plant has loan agreements with the City of Lamar's for both a rail line and with also a storage facility. The problem is that the ethanol plant has ceased its operations, at least on a temporary basis, due to economic conditions, in part due to the drop of demand for ethanol. Since the plant is no longer producing ethanol, Plymouth Energy has defaulted on their loans with the City of Lamar's. The City Council discussed whether an extension to the loan should be granted to Plymouth Energy. City Councilman Clark Goodchild inquired about what should the city do if the ethanol plant fails to again begin operations, and within 6 months, the City Council is facing the same situation involving Plymouth Energy.
At the time we discussed it 6 months ago, or in September, I think the discussion centered around that we were willing to stick our necks out and agree with them and play ball with them, but that this couldn't just go on and on. Now, no one saw the current situation coming, but the City of Lamar's didn't either. So my question is, should we just give them another 6 months break on the lease, or at what point do we say, why don't you guys pony up half of the lease agreement? Because I see the City of Lamar's being willing to take all of the blunt of these situations, and Plymouth Energy is kind of riding the storm out with our passes on these lease agreements.
Neil Adler, the executive director with the Lamar's Business and Industry Corporation, informed the City Council that Plymouth Energy is trying to create additional products besides just ethanol and to be able to have operations once again proceed.
In regards to the agreement with Plymouth Energy, certainly we've been trying to maintain this as a real partnership. We understand that Plymouth Energy continues to make investment into the facility. And certainly is researching new byproducts. Some you may have heard of, such as hand sanitizer, which is what some ethanol plants are using as side products now. Some I can't really talk about, but they certainly are investing what they can to more modernize the facility and provide more opportunities for byproducts to be sold, all in efforts to make this a profitable venture.
Goodchild advocated for the ethanol producer to make at least a partial payment instead of an entire waiver. Mayor Kirchhoff mentioned to the council that Plymouth Energy is up to date with their tax payments to the City of Lamar's for the property within the industrial park located on the southern edge of town. Goodchild again asked what happens in another 6 months if conditions remain the same and there are no improvements to the situation.
But the question is 6 months, if this situation hasn't changed and they come back again, what is our answer going to continue to be? And I mean, at what point do we say, wait a minute? Because I'm willing to vote yes on the next wave, okay? But I think at some point in time, we have to say, wait a minute. We can only kick this can down the road just so far.
The City Council did approve action to extend both loans for a period of an additional 6 months. This was the second time that the City Council has extended those loan agreements. The term of the lease is for 7 years. It was noted that Plymouth Energy has paid nearly $1.8 million of the $3.1 million loans. As part of her proclamation, Iowa Governor Kim Reynolds is allowing local farmers markets to again operate, although with some restrictions and guidelines. The Lamar's Farmers Market is planning open for the season today, Saturday, May 9th. Rob Scheitler is a vendor with the Lamar's Farmers Market.
They've given us the okay. The Lamar's Farmers Market out at Corkett will open May 9th. We'll be there from 9 a.m. to noon. But it's going to be a little different starting out this year, as everybody knows. Yeah, we will only be able to have food products or something, you know, garden, anything like vegetables and plants from the garden. But anything food, we will not be allowed to have other vendors that have maybe some craft items or soaps or stuff like that as of right now. Maybe later on in the summer, as things progress and things get better, then she'll open it up and allow us to have those products as well. But right now, it will be very small. Like I said, you know, garden produce, baked goods, that type of thing.
Scheitler explains what the farmer's market will look like at the start of this season.
We want to practice social distancing like everywhere else. All the vendors will have masks on and be wearing gloves. We ask the same of all of our people visiting the market. And we'll be only allowed, you know, to have so many people, like the 10 at each tent. But, you know, that I don't think that'll be a problem. Our vendors will be spaced out. And if it's okay with Kathy out of Corkett, maybe we'll, and if it's not muddy or rainy, you know, have rained, maybe we'll allow people to drive right up to the tent as well, to the vendors. So we're looking at a lot of different options. But one thing, you know, when you come out, we are asking people not to touch any of the produce or anything items on the table. If you want a certain item on the table, let the vendor know and they will put it in the bag for you.
According to the governor's proclamation, farmers markets will not be allowed to have common seating such as picnic tables. Entertainment, children's activities, contests, or games are also prohibited at farmers markets. The Lamar's farmers market official says that there are also some guidelines pertaining to bags with farmers markets.
And you're welcome to bring your own bags, or we have to use brand new bags. We can't use reused bags from Walmart, Fairway, Hy-Vee, things like that. We will have to use brand new plastic bags if you don't bring your own.
In terms of growing conditions, Scheitler says that this spring has been better than last year, and he says that consumers can expect to find fresh grown produce at the start of this year's farmers market.
I know Mickey Deckert, who is another one, kind of one of our head ones at farmers market. I know she's got some fresh produce coming on. I know she's got asparagus. I don't exactly know what she's got. But I know we are a lot farther ahead than we were in the last couple of years for produce already in the garden. Of course, you know, last year was cold and rainy and things just hit. We didn't even have tomatoes till fall. So things are coming along good in the gardens from what I'm hearing. So I guess we'll see what happens when the ninth rolls around.
Scheitler says that the farmers market will operate on Saturdays to begin with, but later he anticipates the vendors will add a second day. The hours of the Lamar's farmers market for today will start at 9 a.m. and will go until 12 noon. The Lamar's farmers market is located on Prospect Street, just behind Corkett.
The candidates for the Associate of Arts degrees at Dort University are...
Dort University of Sioux Center held its commencement ceremonies for its graduating seniors on Friday. COVID-19 forced the college to hold a virtual commencement instead of the traditional program. As faculty chairman Dr. Mark Christians read the names of the graduating seniors, a photo of the graduate was also displayed. Dr. Justin Bailey presented the commencement address focusing on COVID-19 and the cross. Dort had 69 graduate students, 286 bachelor degrees, and 13 associate degrees.
Christopher Lowers. Andrew Paul Skurr.
And that is a look at your KLEM News for this Saturday morning.